Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, I want to start off the show by just saying happy birthday. And you're thinking to yourself, it's not my birthday. My birthday was 3 months ago, or my birthday is 6 months in the future. Well, I'm saying happy birthday to America. We're getting ready to celebrate our country's birthday. It's going to be on July 4th. For those of you listening to me live, that's going to be tomorrow. For those of you listening to me on the podcast, it's probably in the past. But I think it's important to understand that there are a lot of people in our past that sacrificed a lot of things so that we can have the freedoms that we enjoy today. You know, the freedom to choose who will govern us, the freedom to come and go as we please, the freedom to practice religion as we see fit, the freedom not to be bound by a monarchy or a dictatorship. Happy birthday. You know, it's a strange birthday because there are a lot of things that will not occur. There's a lot of celebrations that are being canceled or sidelined because of the concerns of COVID-19. And I get that. I do get that. We do have a serious health urgency on our hands. But that doesn't mean that we should not reflect on our past. Now, there's a lot of people out there that would like to change our past. They would like to, you know, erase it because they don't agree with things that happened in the past. And I'll be honest with you, there are things that happened in our past that I don't agree with either. But they were stepping stones to getting us to where we are today. And is society perfect? No, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. But it is much better than living underneath a totalitarian regime. I'll just be clear with you. I have been to places where those types of governments exist. And the oppression that is poured down on the people is terrible. We as Americans look at that and we say, not good, not good. How do these people survive living in these conditions? Yet the people living in those conditions are, for the most part, unaware that there is a different path. There is a different way to live, that there are certain things called freedoms that could be enjoyed. So why do I bring all this up? Because a lot of you listening to the show today are taking the day off. Your employer granted you time off. The employer said, go ahead, spend a little time with your family. Spend a little time not working and enjoying the freedoms that so many in our past have sacrificed for us to have. Yet, a lot of you, you've got your smartphone. You've got your computer. You've been working from home. And a lot of you may not be necessarily taking the day off. You may still have that leash back to your employer attached to you. And it just takes a phone call or a text or an email to put you right back into work mode. So are you really taking the day off? Or are you subject to the beck and call of those that provide you a paycheck? Interesting concept, isn't it? Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I've been a guy like that. I have been a slave to my employer. I did 27 years in the military. And the military is a 24/7 operation. Things are going on all over the country. We have people overseas right now in harm's way. We have people across the world doing things that help protect our liberties, protect our freedoms. And the military doesn't necessarily have a 9-to-5 schedule. There are components within the military that try and follow, you know, a normal 40-hour work week. But when you serve in the military, you're working 24/7. And a lot of you listening to this show are working 24/7. You're on call. You're at your employer's beck and call. So that when that text or that phone call or that email comes in, you have to stop what you're doing and reprioritize, which means that you take whatever you're planning to do today and even tomorrow on the actual July 4th holiday on the sidelines. Your priorities are to your employer. You know, as I reflect back on my experience with that, it's challenging. Your family becomes secondary to your employment. And I got to ask you the question, does that make sense to you? Are these really the priorities that you have in your life? Or are these the priorities that society has dictated to you? Sit back and ask yourself that question. And be ready for the answer, because you may not like the answer, but the answer is going to be what the answer is going to be. And how do you change that? How do you change that? How do you get out of the situation you're in without financially devastating yourself? That is a difficult question to answer. But I will tell you that if you start changing some of the things that you're doing in your life, and you start reprioritizing things that are important to you, and you start to look at different avenues that can provide you income, you might find that there's a better way. And there is a better way. It's called real estate. Investing in real estate can provide you that financial security, that financial income you're looking for, so that maybe you don't have to have that leash back to your employer. Or, if you choose to have the leash, you do it on your own terms. Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? So I'll tell you what, on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, working long hours and some of the health effects that are caused by that. And we'll be back right after this.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Back when the government first tracked workers' hours, as far back as 1890, I know we're going back a ways, full-time manufacturing employees worked a back-breaking 100 hours per week. Years of pressure from labor organizers, along with changes from companies like Ford Motor Company, reformed working conditions in the U.S. and protected workers from schedules that endangered their health and their safety. And there's data out there that indicates that the typical American worker is no longer adhering to what we like to consider the standard 8-hour workday, you know, that 40-hour work week. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average American works 44 hours per week, or 8.8 hours per day. And a Gallup poll that was done back in 2014 put the average number at 47 hours per week, or 9.4 hours per day, with many saying they work 50 hours or more per week. And it gets worse. In demanding, competitive industries like tech and finance, professionals work in excess of 60 hours a week as a rule and are available constantly by a smartphone. A recent Bloomberg Businessweek story highlighted American factories where employees work upwards of 12 hours a day, 6 or even 7 days a week. It's backbreaking. It seems like we had gone in a certain direction when the Industrial Revolution kicked off, and Americans and workers were just cogs in the machine. We were just, you know, something that you plugged in, performed a task, and then you were unplugged. And then things changed. things got to a point where there was some kind of normalcy. There was some kind of pattern. There was the concept of you worked 8 hours a day, you slept 8 hours a day, and you had the ability to use the other 8 hours a day for things that were important to you, like family and relationships. But we're creeping away from that. We're migrating back to excessive work weeks. And I read an article earlier today that kind of blew me away. It talks about how people are coming out of college and they're working anywhere from 70, 80, 90. One article suggested that a gentleman is working 120 hours a week. Now, when you think about that, 120 hours a week, that's a lot. That's a lot of work. That's basically trying to do three jobs at the same time. When do you sleep? When do you take time off? When do you focus on the things that are important to you? I don't know. In the military, there were times where I felt I was working 120 hours a week. It's just the way it is in the military. Many of you that have served know exactly what I'm talking about. You stay focused on the mission. You stay focused on achieving the mission and accomplishing the mission. You do the things that you have to do in order to be successful, to obtain the results that were put forth by your leadership. And I'll tell you what, the military is real good at that. But it's also real good at burning people like me out. I did 27 years of that sort of stuff. Now, not all of my assignments required me to work, you know, in excess of 90 hours a week or the feeling of 120 hours a week. I did have some assignments that tended to be a little bit more 9-to-5. And I think the military does that. I think they look at positions where you're in what's called a high operating op tempo and you're working crazy hours. And when you come out of those types of positions, the intent is to put you into another position that doesn't necessarily require that amount of work. But there's mission creep. And those 40-hour work weeks, yeah, they always creeped into the 50 and the 60 and the 70 hours because there's always things that have to be accomplished. Do you feel that way? In your line of work right now, do you feel that way? Are you putting in the crazy hours? And what is that effort doing to your health? What is going on inside your physical being? I mean, if you're working long hours, that doesn't take into account commute times. Now, I know a lot of you are working from home right now. So your commute is from the living room into your office or your study or your bedroom or wherever you do your work. But I think there's a little bit of a danger with working from home because it's hard to separate. You see, that workplace is just right over there. You could just go over there and do a little bit more. It's tempting because you want to be successful. You don't want to be let go. You don't want to be downsized. You want to be considered one of the rising stars in your organization. And you want to move up that ladder. So you're willing to give a little more. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of research out there that's been done that has looked at the physical, mental, emotional, and social effects of working beyond a 40-hour work week. Working more than 10 hours in a day is associated with a 60% jump in risk of cardiovascular issues. A 60% jump. I am one of those people that has cardiovascular issues. I developed a condition called AFib. I think it's a result of working so many darn hours. Now, I wouldn't trade my time in the military. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to bash the military. I'm not trying to bash people that are in the military working these long hours because it is important that we safeguard our liberties. But what I'm pointing out is that there is a negative health effect for doing so. And many of you out there are working more than 10 hours a day. You're working for your employer, whether it's in corporate America or in private business entities, or you're self-employed, and you realize that you can't make it just working 40 hours a week, that you have to continue to work longer hours. Because after all, you're the boss. You're the one driving the machine. but it's something you need to consider. Is the trade-off of your health worth it to do what you're continuing to do? And are there other alternatives out there for you to migrate away from that crazy workload? I'll tell you, real estate provided an opportunity for me to migrate away from that crazy workload. The investments that I've made in real estate return passive income that I use to offset my expenses. And as such, by obtaining enough assets, I've been able to get away from those crazy hours, those crazy long hours. And I've got more information for you when we come back from the break.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm throwing out some information for you that I think is important for you to digest. I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. Please don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that what you're doing may be counterproductive to your future health. It may be counterproductive to whatever personal goals and objectives you have set for yourself. You know, when you're in your 20s, you're pretty much invincible. Why do I know this? Because I've been 20. I've been in my 20s, and I'll tell you what, I never felt stronger in my life. My physical health was great. I really felt like I was invincible. There was nothing that was going to deteriorate me. And that actually bled over into my 30s. I felt pretty much the same way. And then I hit 40 and I realized my body was starting to slow down a little bit. Not dramatically to where I couldn't do the things that I was required to do, but I could feel the slowdown. And then I got into my 50s and I retired from the military. And I definitely could feel the effects of working the crazy hours that I worked in the military. And then I went into municipal government and I wound up working stupid hours there. You know, what was supposed to be a 40-hour work week always seemed to migrate into a 50 or a 60-hour work week. No matter what we did, how we attempted to anticipate needs and anticipate demands, there was always that 11th hour thing that occurred that caused us to work more hours. Are you experiencing that? I'm pretty confident you are. Now, I know there's those of you out there that work that standard 40-hour work week. And the reason is your employer doesn't want to pay overtime. And I get that. But for those of you that are in exempt positions, you know, those positions that aren't considered hourly, 50 to 60 hours a week is kind of the norm, isn't it? Sometimes it's even more. And it has a dragging effect on you. Did you know that 10% of those working 50 to 60 hours a week report relationship problems? The rate increases to 30% for those working more than 60 hours. Now, where are those relationship problems? They're usually in your nuclear family. They usually have to do with your spouse or your significant other and any children that you have. You're taking time away from them. You are taking time that, in my opinion, should be devoted to them. And you're not there. You're absent. So what does your spouse or your significant other think? Well, apparently your job is more important than I am. And what do your kids think? Yeah, mom or dad, they're not here. They're not here to help me grow as an individual. So where do they get their input from? Well, maybe from your spouse. Oh, who probably is working 50 to 60 hours a week. So somebody else is raising your children. Somebody else is imparting their morals and their values on your kids. Now, hopefully you've done a good job of selecting who those people are. But in many cases, you know, we have employers that provide child support. So just take the kiddos there, drop them off. Everything's good to go, right? When you're done working, you come by, you pick them up, you take them home. Maybe you stop by, you know, a fast food place, get them something to eat. Take them home, let them watch a little TV, put them to bed, get up in the morning, same thing. Is that really, really what you want? Is that really a component of who you are? Do you know that working more than 40 hours a week is associated with increased alcohol and tobacco consumption, as well as unhealthy weight gain in men and even depression in women? Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up. This is coming from all kinds of sources. A primary source is the CDC itself. You know, the people telling us to wear masks. Here's another stat. Little productive work occurs after 50 hours per week. You know what I'm talking about. You get to that point where you're smoked. I mean, you've given everything. Everything. Because that's what's expected of you. That's what you do. And by the time you get to that 50-hour mark per week, which might be on a Friday, like today, you're wiped out. You're just hoping that you can get to the end of the day without screwing something up. In companies with normal overtime, only 23% had absentee rates above 9%. And in companies with high overtime, 54% had absentee rates above 9%. What does that mean? That means people aren't coming to work. They're finding reasons to call in sick. And what happens to you when one of your peers isn't there to do their share of the work? Hey, it's on your desk. It's your problem now. Individuals working 11 hours or more of overtime have an increased depression risk. See, it's getting into your psyche now. You're not getting a balanced life. You're not in control of your life. Your employer is in control of your life. Your employer dictates what you will and will not do. And you must conform or be let go. And that creates a completely different problem for you. Trying to get back into the workforce, finding another position, only to realize that that position that you finally find for yourself after taking a little bit of a financial hit, trying to keep yourself going, because your expenses continue, even though your work may not, puts you right back in that same vicious cycle. Now think about this. If you invest in real estate, and I'm talking about one single family house, just one little single family house, and you invest correctly, and that property can produce $400 a month in passive income, it gives you the ability to start bringing money in from a different source so that you can offset your expenses. We call it chunking. You go out and you buy a piece of real estate and you earmark the income from that real estate to pay off something or pay something that's a recurring expense. Maybe it's your power bill. Maybe it's your water bill. Maybe it's your car payment. Maybe it's your insurance. I don't know. But it's an extra influx of cash, which, by the way, you don't have to go to work for 40 hours a week to sustain. Because once you learn how to do it correctly, you can go out and find those assets using other people's time, other people's knowledge, and other people's money. You can obtain that asset, and that asset is going to produce for you. And then you go out and you find a second property and do the same thing there. And now maybe you have $800 a month in passive income coming in. So now it's offsetting other bills. And you do that systematically until you have enough real estate assets that are producing enough cash flow to meet or exceed your financial needs. And guess what happens there? You're in control. You don't necessarily need to go back to work. You can break the vicious cycle, or you can leave that work knowing that you're not going to be damaged financially because you have money coming in. And you can take a different line of work if that's what you choose to do, or you can just go ahead and be retired. It's a great dilemma, but it's not a dilemma that you're dealing with right now. Because right now, even though you might have the day off, you're one text, one email, one phone call away from being called back into work. So think about it. Are you ready to change your life? You can do so. I'll tell you more when we come back from the break.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself,
isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Even if you can't break out of the long work week right now, you can do things to position yourself to escape in the near future. Real estate investing provides the exit strategy. Why do I know this? Because it created it for me. I was on that glide path like you're on. I've been doing the things that you're doing. I worked excessive hours for many, many years. And even when I got out of one industry, the military, and I had a difficult time because the passive income that I received from my so-called pension didn't meet or exceed my bills, and I had to go back to work. I found myself in another industry called municipal government, and I was doing the same thing. You know, what was supposed to be a 40-hour work week always seemed to balloon into 50 or 60 hours a week, and it never seemed to fail. So I'm giving you some stats that are coming from various sources, and I think they're important for you to listen to. Did you know that injury rates increase as work hours increase? Those who work 60 hours per week have a 23% higher injury hazard rate. When I was in the military, and we had what we call training accidents, where, you know, somebody, well, we had a convoy going from one point to another, and maybe they were traveling at night in what we call blackout conditions, where you're basically operating heavy equipment, and you're going from point A to point B, and the only thing you can see in front of you is two little tiny lights on the vehicle that's in front of you. And maybe you can't even see those. And you do these convoys at night after working all day, and you're tired. And unfortunately, we've had situations where vehicles would run off the road. And that is not necessarily a bad thing unless you're on the side of a cliff or a hillside, and that vehicle goes off the road. And they call it driver error. But is it really driver error? I think, and what I've learned based on the investigations I was a part of, it was attributed to fatigue. And those injury rates went way up. As soldiers became fatigued, problems occurred. Accidents happened. And the military did the best that they could to contain that. You got to admit, when we go into combat, when we go into a situation where we have to engage the enemy, chances are when we get our adrenaline up, we're working 90 to 100 hours straight before we even take a break. And then maybe we get 2 or 3 hours of sleep and we try and do it again. And that has detrimental effects on your ability to focus. In manufacturing industries, a 10% increase in overtime yields a 2.4% decrease in productivity. In white-collar jobs, productivity declines by as much as 25% when workers put in 60 hours or more. And in many of these problems that I've identified tie directly to stress, which connects directly to hormonal balances. Specifically, stress raises cortisol, which can disrupt your sleep, your appetite, your blood pressure, your immune system function, your memory, your cognition, your mood, and more and more and more. So how do you change it? Well, I suggested in the last segment that you do something different. that you find a different path that will create income streams for you so that you can change the road you're on. See, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have an investment roadmap that's been perfected. It's been working for 30 years. There are other organizations out there that have come and gone over these 30-year periods. Yet we still sustain. We continue to move forward. We have something like 50,000 members in our organization. And they're all focused on the same thing, getting out of the rat race. And they're successful in doing so. I want you to think about what I've talked about today. Whether it's, you know, making hot dogs or flipping burgers, or maybe you're smoking a salmon, or whatever you're doing to prepare for America's birthday. And hopefully, if you've got the day off, you get the day off. That text or that phone call or that email doesn't come in. But it probably will. And it's going to snap you right back to that priority called work, which is overwhelming your other priorities in life. How do you break the cycle? How do you get started? Well, we do what we call free workshops. And normally we like to do them live. We take them all across the country because we like to physically meet you. We want to get to know you. We want to help change your life. And with the whole coronavirus mess, we can't do that right now. So we've innovated. We now provide those experiences through virtual platforms. So when you attend one of our free workshops, you're not plugging into the computer and then watching some pre-recorded video. That's not how we do it. We have live real estate investors. These are members who are giving back by sharing the good news of what we do. And they are telling you the framework for how you can change your paradigm. And it's interactive. It's not you just taking a one-way message. We have other real estate investors that are available to you during those seminars that if you want to call them up and have a conversation, you can do so. And these are all successful real estate investors. They are either out of the rat race or they are well on their way to getting out of the rat race. Now we say, give us 5 years. I mean, that's part of our mission statement, to get you retired in 5 years or less. And some of you think, wow, 5 years, dude, that is a long time. Well, I will tell you, if you've been doing anything for 5 years straight and it hasn't helped you achieve retirement, then what you're doing is ineffective and you need to consider changing that. Do you really want to work another 10, 20, 30 years? Or do you want to learn about the opportunity to step away from that vicious cycle? To stop working these crazy, crazy hours? To maybe get back to a 40-hour work week or not working at all? These free workshops are designed to help you start that process. And they give you an opportunity to become a member in our organization. So here's what I want you to do. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And what you're going to find is opportunities to attend these events, opportunities to change your mindset, opportunities to learn how to start correctly investing in real estate. And for those of you that have listened to this radio show and you know that you need to change, you know it in your heart, you know it in your gut, you need to start doing something different. You can just go right to membership if you want. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. And when you get there, it's going to give you an opportunity to become a member of our organization. And it'll get you positioned for one of our upcoming two-day financial freedom seminars. Oh, and more importantly, when you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, you're going to see the normal pricing for membership in our organization. But what I want you to do is enter the promo code of Save Big. It's SAVEBIG, all one word. Capitalize it if you want. And you're going to see that normal retail price melt down to to an incredibly low price that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, is making available to you. Because he wants you, especially in these current times, to change your path, to change the direction you're going in. Because you can change. I did it. Many, many people that I know in Lifestyles Unlimited have done it. Many, many people that I haven't met yet in Lifestyles Unlimited have done it. It's achievable. You can change the vicious cycle you're on. So when you get that email, that text, or that phone call today, answer it appropriately. And then when you're done, I want you to go to one of those websites and start changing your life. I want to wish America a very happy birthday. I want to wish you a very happy birthday. And I want to wish you success in your future. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.